All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. Hour number two is upon us. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, and we're not positive if Richard's going to join us or not because he's got things he's doing.
Got things he's doing. You can't say?
He's packing. He's helping somebody pack. So there you go.
Is he the guy with the truck who everybody says, hey, will you help me move?
When you kind of are in our world, yeah, that kind of happens.
I know. It's almost like owning a moving van.
Yeah.
It's a bad thing.
At times, yes. I need that bumper sticker that says, yes, this is my truck, and no, I won't help you move.
Yes, exactly.
But we don't do that, so we help.
Well,
we
John.
We do things. So that's the way it is. That's fine.
That's okay.
It's all
okay.
Good.
Okay. Well, right now, I know there's a lot of people right now who would love to engage in time travel.
You think? Get me out of here.
Do you think there's anybody, you know, outside of people who have had, you know, cancer or debilitating diseases, things that have happened mm-hmm. in their lives or they've lost somebody close to them? I lost my wife or something like that. Mm-hmm. Outside of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
is there anyone, do you think, within the sound of our voice, who does not consider 2020 to be the worst year of their life?
No. I would think most people would think it is.
And here's the thing. Who made it the worst year of our life? One political party.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm getting political here during the movie segment, but my goodness, the lockdowns, Democrats, right? The violence in the streets, Democrats. The voter fraud, which is rife, Democrats.
Somebody asked me a little bit ago that being
silenced by tech lords.
Along those lines, somebody asked me a little bit ago that, you know, they're, you know, all the lawsuits have been dismissed against, you know, election fraud. And no, there's been some that have been dismissed, but no, they are not all dismissed.
Oh,
you
no.
Go read the Wall Street Journal and look and see a kind of a synopsis of the different ones that are going on around the country. So no, they are not all dismissed.
Oh no, there's some major ones going. Yeah. Some very major ones. And by the way, with what is going on with the post office in Pennsylvania, if Joe Biden wins, he will never be my president because it won't be legit. Because there's no way they can ascertain the legit votes at this point. But even setting that aside, look what the left did to professional sports this year. Look what the left has, you know, Black Lives Matter and all these kinds of things, the violence. Look what they've done. We've been having to board up windows because of one political party, and they may have won the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
This has been the worst year of anybody's lives. So I think it's a good year to talk time travel movies. Because we all want to get away.
I think it's a great year to talk time travel. So
let's
do this. Well, let's do this. I'm not sure whether Richard's going to join us or not, so give me a minute.
Sure.
Let's take a real quick break. We might have that nice long segment. That way we can play clips and do the things we want to do and so on as well. So let's come right back. We'll take a real quick break. We'll find out if Richard's joining us or not. And either way, Andy and I are going to move on. And just a side note, if Richard doesn't join us, all of you are welcome to still call in. We do that anyways. 303-477-5600. Give us your favorite time travel movie. Mighty Hand Construction is next, though, and they want to help you out with all of your projects around the house, whether you're remodeling, whether you're redoing the basement, refinishing the basement, bathrooms, you name it, they've got you covered in the north part of town. KLZradio.com is how you find them, or call them at 970-844-9191.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option. Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local, full-service construction company in northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand, honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, and he can help you with some of those projects we just mentioned with Mighty Hand. He can show you how to do that with, in a lot of cases, the equity in your own home. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
It's traffic time in Denver. This is BT Richards from the 560 KLZ Traffic Source. They're cleaning up the aftermath of a wreck at Alameda and Tejon, some slowing down at Pena Boulevard on the way to DIA. They are still building a better mousetrap at where I-25 and I-70 meet, so some Friday slowing to speeds around in the 50s. Your Skyview weather forecast, it's 63 right now and clear in Denver with an overnight low of 37, a high of 46 tomorrow. Winds will be picking up with snow in the high country. Now let's get back to the future with Rush to Reason on AM 560 KLZ, your premier media source since 1922.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive, this is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Richard will not join us today, unfortunately, kind of last-minute unexpected turbulence.
True, but the good news is Richard wanted us to let everyone know he's there for you if you need help moving.
You mean Richard's back in the future?
Exactly.
I don't know where he's at. So just real quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you could time travel, would you go forward or back?
Well, if you go back, then you can change what's happened.
Right.
So I would go back.
So you would go back.
I would go back and attempt to change what has happened.
Charlie, go back or forward if you can time travel? Charlie says forward is too depressing.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, as long as I'm going back and they have plumbing, electricity, and toilet paper, I'm good. Otherwise, count me out. I'm not going back.
Okay.
Those are my three prerequisites.
I would want to go back and change, quite honestly, a lot of the things the Republican Party has done and set it up for greater success.
But could you, single-handedly?
I'd give it my all.
Okay.
All right.
Good answer. Okay, so Andy's going back. Back in time. All right, here we go.
Okay, are we time ready? Travel, are we ready travel. For time travel
yes.
movies? Okay, we got to start with the granddaddy of them all.
Okay.
This one is a can't miss, and yes, they had three of them, Back to the Future.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
Out of a DeLorean?
His delivery.
That was the best use of that piece of junk car ever.
It was.
Because it was a piece of junk.
Yeah.
It really was.
It was.
I'm sorry if I'm stepping on some DeLorean, you know, owner's toes, but yeah.
Hey, stainless steel. You got to admit, it looked cool.
At the time,
it looked cool.
I'll just stop. Go ahead.
Does your, because you drive an electric car, does it have a flux capacitor?
IMA. It goes like a banshee, so maybe it does. I don't know.
Well, Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd dominated.
They did.
They dominated. Michael J. Fox was basically playing himself, but he's so good at it. And Christopher Lloyd played a character he had never had before and did it so well.
Mm-hmm.
That it became a classic for life.
Mm-hmm.
And they were incredible. It was really more the characters than the actual time travel. And that's usually, in most of the cases of these movies that we're going to look at, it's really the characters that make them go. But that was great. It was wonderful. It was funny. It was fast. By the way, it had excellent backup music. Remember when we were talking about
soundtracks?
Oh, yeah.
That movie had a budget of $19 million, grossed $388.
Yeah.
They made some bank on
that
one.
And it deserved every dime.
And it made some bank.
There you go. Back to the Future. What do you got?
You know what? We got John and Cheyenne next. Let's do that. John and Cheyenne, what's going on, sir?
Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing again?
Good.
I got two oldies.
Okay.
From the 80s. First one, yeah, well, they could be, you know, for you two, they're considered oldies. If Richard was there, he probably didn't see either of them.
Okay, let's hear it.
Final Countdown, Kirk Douglas.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got that one on my list. Yes, good movie.
Okay, and this is for all my Star Trek fans out there, including myself, Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home.
Oh!
The Voyage Home.
I've got that coming up. Charlie, is there a chance?
Let's just play it.
Yeah,
I have a hunch that we'd all be a lot happier discussing this over dinner. What do you say?
It's Kirk and Spock.
Yeah.
You guys like Italian?
No.
Yes. Yes. No. Yes.
No.
Yes. I love Italian. And so do you.
Yes.
Good one.
Those two are great.
Weren't they funny in that movie? They were so funny. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And then my wife, last week when we were driving into town, we heard this subject, and my wife came up with her favorite. Uber, chick flick, time travel. Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve.
Yep, I've got it on my list. Yep.
You got it on you. Oh, man.
I don't think I have a clip on that one, but
it's in
there.
I had multiple females send me that one on Facebook when I put the question.
Oh, okay, yeah. That is like the chick flick for time travel.
It is.
And then since I last one, if you want to go way back,
sure,
would be H.G. Wells' Time Machine.
Oh yeah, classic.
From the 50s.
Classic.
Yeah, classic.
Somebody called, by the way, somebody called in real quick and said Jay Leno owns the original DeLorean. I will double check that one and find out if that's in fact true.
He owns so many cars.
He does, and I will double check that one.
Hey, guys, have a great weekend.
You bet. Thanks, John. As always, I appreciate it. All right, let's do this before I go to mine. Let's go to Chris in Denver. Chris, welcome. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Deja Vu with Denzel Washington and Val Kilmer.
Good movie. Yep.
You guys have a good weekend.
Yep. Great movie, by the way. Appreciate that, Chris.
Chris called his shot. He was right. That's a good one.
Let's see here. So I do have an article that says he owns a $750,000 copy, so the replica of the Back to the Future DeLorean.
Does anyone have the original?
I don't know. And that's one I'd have to go back and do a bunch of research on and find out. So he owns a replica of it. And by the way, when they do those movie cars, in some cases, and I'd have to go back and look to see. Sometimes there's 2, 3, 4 cars. I have no idea. I do not know that history of that car and that movie. Sorry, I just don't.
Well, really
I usually
quick,
do, but
really
I don't.
Quick, tell me this, because you know it looks the color of of an oven.
It does.
I mean, that stainless steel. All DeLoreans like that, or they have DeLoreans of all kinds of colors?
No.
What was it like?
They were all stainless steel.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're a brushed stainless steel. That's how they came. That was kind of John DeLorean's, brainchild and what he wanted to do. And in the day, it was pretty futuristic. Unfortunately, the car was a pile of crap.
What was the worst thing about it?
Everything.
Okay.
I'm being dead serious. Underpowered, had crappy drivetrain, the stainless steel smudged, the doors and stuff didn't fit correctly. I mean, the car was just was junk.
So basically,
we're good, Charlie. We can go all the way to the bottom of the hour, Charlie. Sorry. Go ahead.
Basically, you think the most realistic moment in the Back to the Future's movies was in number 3, where it was pushed by the train.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Well said, Andy. Well said. Okay.
Okay.
One of my favorite time travel movies of all time. And, there's a ton of them. I really enjoy it. I know it's a weird movie, but Looper.
Yeah.
Just a weird time travel movie, but good. Bruce Willis. Who was the other character in it? Bruce Willis and what was the other name, Charlie?
Oh, gosh.
I can't
think
of his name.
He's got one of those three names,
I know.
Guys. Jordan.
I'll think of it in a
second.
Yeah,
I forget his name.
Anyway, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Weird, but good. And that's a movie you got to watch and follow.
By the way, not only excellent acting, but just flat out really good writing.
And moved.
And it moved.
All the way through. Yep. Some time travel movies can get a little slow at times, right?
Yeah, and they bounce around so much, and you're kind of like, I could have done without the last two bounces.
You're sometimes a little lost.
Right.
So, anyways. All right, you're up.
Okay, this one, I know I like this movie. A lot of people actually did. It made a ton of money. Happy Death Day.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
I didn't put that on my list either. I knew you would, though.
Just to give you a feel for it, here's a real quick scene where she has come back to life after being killed, and she's talking to this guy, and they're trying to figure out suspects of who might have killed her because she's kind of an obnoxious person. Here you go.
That tiny girl from TJ Maxx that I got fired. And maybe the Uber driver that I spit on last week. I think his name was... What? Nobody's perfect.
She spit on an Uber driver.
Okay, this isn't helping.
This is pointless, isn't it?
All right, look. The way I see it is you have unlimited amount of lives, so you have unlimited opportunities to solve your own murder.
So I'm just supposed to keep dying until I figure out who my killer is? That's your genius plan.
Do you have a better idea?
Okay. Good. And after that, she goes on and they strike up the music and they do the Groundhog Day, which is another movie we'll get to. But it's actually quite funny, this movie, all the ways she has to die, because she just gives up and she's willing to basically do anything with her life because she knows eventually she's got to find the killer.
Okay. My next one will be, which is a movie that I should probably do some kid-friendly movies. I'll save this one. Somebody actually recommended. I'll save it for a little bit later. I will do one that is more family-friendly because it is The Family Man. Nicolas Cage, The Christmas. You know, it's kind of a retake of It's a Wonderful
Life.
Now,
is that a time travel or more of an alternate reality one?
Well, I think he goes back in time, basically, and, yeah, becomes – I mean, it's very much like It's a Wonderful Life.
He wakes up one day as if – he had made a different decision
Correct.
Long ago, and now he's married to somebody else
Correct.
With a different life.
Correct. Yes. That's
it's charming,
it.
By the way. By the
it's
way, some
a,
good,
it's a good movie, by the way.
And some good performances in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if for Christmas time, and I kind of thought of that one as we're heading into the Christmas season, not a bad movie to watch at Christmas. And for those of you that think Wonderful Life is the best movie of all time, I'm sorry, it's not. I hate that movie.
It is depressing.
Oh, it is. I just want to slip my wrist watching that thing.
Well, you have to admit, his performance is wonderful.
Oh, his performance is great, but it's just
great.
Depressing.
It is.
I mean, it's just like, where's the gun? I'm just going to shoot myself.
You know what that movie is?
Huh?
It's 2020. It's 2020. That movie is 2020 in old black and white film.
You got me there.
It's awful.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Okay.
All right.
Speaking of Christmas movies... I'm going to do what I've pledged not to do.
What?
Charlie?
Tis the season to be jolly and joyous. Fa-la-la.
You're kidding me, right?
I am not.
Man, I'm going to kill you after this is over. Literally.
It's the Muppets.
I love doing this for you.
I hate the Muppets. I literally hate the Muppets.
Kermit.
You know, I didn't even watch the Muppets
Kermit
as a kid.
Kermit is the greatest singer ever.
Oh, I hate the Muppets. Miss Piggy, somebody should have, you know, killed that character years ago. Do you know who Miss Piggy reminds me of, though?
Well, we sell meat here that is that kind of pure.
Well, it is. But you know who she reminds me of?
Who?
Bette Midler.
Jeez. That's
Miss Piggy
that's
and Bette Midler
terrible.
could be equals.
Kermy. come on. Miss Piggy is a classic character. Okay, this is Muppet Christmas Carol. Come on. Christmas. Come on. Come
Andy,
on. Come on.
No.
Come on. No.
No.
Christmas past.
No.
Christmas future. Christmas
I'm not even putting
present.
This. I'm not putting this on the list. It's
yes,
not
you
making
are.
My list.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
Why aren't you an American?
Because I don't like the Muppets.
Why
I
do you hate
them.
America?
I hate the Muppets. they are just
It's a funny movie. It's a very funny movie. It is my favorite retelling of Christmas Carol.
Okay.
A lot of good music in it, some good dancing.
So that's your movie, The Muppets?
Muppets Christmas Carol.
I've never seen it, of course, because I will not watch The Muppets. There are things in life that I just draw the line over, you know, through, and the Muppets is one.
Is this a bigotry thing? Like, you know, little hand puppets, you have a thing.
I would rather try to drown myself than watch The Muppets.
Did a group of guys beat you up wearing hand puppets as a kid?
I just can't stand them.
Gosh.
It's awful. I hate puppets. I hate The Muppets.
You're so mean.
Oh, I know. I'm terrible.
Okay.
All right. All right. Here goes one. How about I'll give the girls something that they can like me over since I hate the Muppets. The Lake House.
I knew that was coming. That's the other chick flick.
Yep. Ultimate chick flick time travel movie, right?
Yes.
It's a good movie, by the way.
Yeah, it is good. It's pretty good.
It's a little slow.
Is that Bullock? No.
Yeah, Sandra. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's a little slow.
What is your favorite Sandra Bullock movie? Mine's easy.
All of them.
All of them. Okay. We're back to Barbara Eden
yeah, all
territory
of them.
Here.
All of them.
Mine is Speed.
Actually, probably the most favorite Sandra Bullock movie of all is The Proposal.
You have no man card left.
I'm sorry. I love that movie.
You have no man card movie. Left. I watch Speed because, well, I'm a real man.
She's just so hardcore in that movie. I'm going to go in the next. Like, you know, nothing's going to break her, but she breaks it.
I'm
going
to go in the next room and flex.
You do that. Go ahead. Okay. Be my guest. All right. What's your movie?
Okay. Any of the Terminator movies.
Yeah. I'll be back.
Yeah. But I've actually got this little clip. It's kind of short from Terminator Dark Fate. It just came out last year, and it was kind of fun because in this one, the Terminator himself is basically, he's retired in our time, incognito, and he's living on, you know, in this little farmhouse out in the country with this lady, and he's undercover, but they've come to him because
And that's great. I love that part.
Yeah. They come to him because they need his help.
Yep. And his wife has no idea who he is.
She has no idea who he is, but they need his help. And so he says, well, one thing I can do to help. And he walks them into this garage tons of guns. Here's what they say.
Even without a rogue AI taking over, I calculate a 74% chance that human civilization will collapse into barbarism. In the dead eventuality, these weapons will be vital to protect my family. Also, this is Texas.
That's great.
I love
That's
it.
A great movie, actually. I liked it a lot.
I was really surprised at how much I enjoyed that movie. Did I give it 3.5?
I don't know. I think I
gave it 3.5. Dragged a little bit at times, but I really enjoyed his character.
Like we just said, all time travel does at times.
Yeah.
It just kind of does drag.
A lot of it does. But I enjoyed that. And by the way, obviously, out of the Terminator movies, the second, Terminator 2, is the classic. That was just wild. That set the standard for a lot of special effects that we've used ever since. There you go.
All right. Let's see here. What am I going to do next? How about another one of my favorite movies, just because it's a little corny and goofy and geeky and so on, but it's still a great movie, is Click.
Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler with a remote. It's just cute, good, fun, makes you think.
Yeah.
Just a good movie.
Yeah, and a lot of these are usually movies where the guy or the girl discovers themselves.
Right.
And makes themselves a better person by traveling through time.
That's what Click is all about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back. We got some more. We'll play a few clips. I know a lot of you are texting me. I'm sorry. I'll get to yours as soon as I can. I'll read these during the break real fast. Keep texting, though. The text line 307-200-8222. Enchanted Kitchens is next. Maybe you need to time travel into the future and see what a real kitchen looks like.
No, you don't have to. You can go right down to Enchanted Kitchens.
Great answer, Andy. You sure can. KLZradio.com, 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter @RushToReason and on Facebook.com/RushToReason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and on the line we got Kevin from Loveland. Kevin, you got some movies for us?
Yeah, the one thing, guys, I would tell you is it's tough in our house to watch time travel movies because my wife swears they give her a headache, right? So it's usually the simpler ones. And I would say it's a goofy one, but all the way back to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, you took one of my faves. Yeah. Your wife is right. Bill and Ted is a good movie.
And I would tell you, we just last night watched Bill and Ted Face the Music, which was the latest rendition. And
hey, how was that? I haven't seen it yet.
Dollar Night is too expensive.
Oh, that bad, huh? That's good, Kevin.
Kevin, you just saved me two hours of my life. Thank you.
Good answer.
You bet.
That's awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Kevin, thanks, man. That is a great answer.
How often can somebody call into a radio show and save everybody 2 hours of their lives?
He just did.
What a great man.
All right, you're next.
Okay, the next one. Well, as you know, I'm a huge Austin Powers fan. The second one, The Spy Who Shagged Me, he and, you know, Dr. Evil and Mini-Me go back in time. But first of all, Dr. Evil has to explain at his Council of Evil why he's going to do this.
I'm going to go back to the 60s and steal Austin Powers' mojo.
If you have a time machine, why not just go back and kill Austin Powers when he's sitting on the crapper or something?
How about no, Scott, okay?
Why not use your knowledge of the future to play the stock market? We could make trillions.
Why make trillions when we could make billions?
A trillion is more than a billion, numbnuts.
All right, zip it.
Zip it. You can't even...
Zip it. Zip.
Look,
ladies and gentlemen of the jury, exhibit A.
Number two, would you please back
Look,
me up?
Look, I'm Zippy Longstockings.
I can't...
When a problem comes along, you must zip it. Zip it good.
I'm sorry,
so funny.
Dr. Evil is one of my favorite characters ever.
Didn't Mini-Me die?
That's the actor
sad.
Who played Mini-Me.
Yeah,
that's
sad.
But anyway, they go back in time and all this kind of stuff, and who cares about the plot? I care is that this show introduced Fat Bastard, who was so funny.
Get in my belly.
Get in my belly, little man.
It's so wrong. That whole movie is just so wrong.
Oh, terrible. Terrible
yes.
taste.
Yes, should not be watching that movie. It's
awful.
So wrong.
Don't any of you out there watch that movie. I will several times, but... Don't watch that movie.
It's hilarious.
Okay, go ahead. What do you got, John?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's see here. I should probably name a couple that have been mentioned by listeners. One is Wrinkle in Time, which I never saw.
Yes, I did see it.
Who's it? Who is in it? I don't know.
Is
that the Oprah Winfrey movie?
Oprah and, yeah.
Reese Witherspoon.
It had moments. It had moments.
Okay, then I'll give you mine.
Okay.
It's another movie you should not watch.
Why is it all the movies you watch we should not
well,
watch?
I don't know.
It's always this do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, it's kind of the release factor, I guess, at times.
Okay.
Because sometimes I need mindless, numbing nothingness because of everything else I do all day long. I just need to sit and veg out and not have to think about a thing.
Hey, this year, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Okay. What is the most classic time machine ever? The DeLorean or the hot tub?
The hot tub.
The hot tub.
Yes.
And I'm actually going to go with the DeLorean.
It's just hilarious. Cusack, and I mean, it's funny. Now, the second one's dumb. Don't watch the second one, but the original one's pretty funny.
No, the second one was weak.
Oh, it's awful.
It was.
It wasn't even worth watching. But the first one was funny.
Okay.
All right, next.
I have to go with Live, Die, Repeat, The Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise.
Edge of Tomorrow. Oh, yes. Yes, I have that on my list. Good movie, by the way.
And obviously, it's basically a battle scene type of Groundhog Day.
Yes.
Where he gets better and better and better at what he's doing. That's all they did was take Groundhog Day and put it into a futuristic battle scenes. But, folks, it is just really well done. If you have not seen Edge of Tomorrow, and I think a lot of you have, please do it. Am I right?
It's a great movie. In fact, I'm going to watch it again now that you said that. I forgot about it.
And that is one you can probably, you know, there are some movies you can only watch once every 2-3 years.
Yeah. This one you can watch every year.
Easily.
Yeah, if not a couple times a year.
Yes.
You know the movie I watched last night that I haven't seen for a long time? Which just happened to be on TV.
Muppet Christmas Carol? No,
Major League.
Oh, Major League. Well, that's
not
a once a year one.
It's not time travel, but it's hilarious.
Major League is once a year easily.
Joe Boo.
It's not good to take Joe Boo's rum. That was so funny.
Oh, you saying Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
Can't hit a curveball? Jesus it's Christ so can't hit a curveball.
All right, Michael, you're next. What's going on?
Hi, Michael.
Not much, guys. Hey, Andy. Hey, John.
Hey.
So, I have three for you. One is Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise.
Yep,
just did that. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
You're fine. No,
no, no.
Fine.
I love hearing movie. Agreement. Thank you.
So, another movie, which I almost guarantee you guys haven't seen because it's an anime. It's called Your Name.
No, never seen it.
Basically, this guy and girl, in their dreams, they're transferring into each other's bodies, but they're in two different time periods. And when they get back to their bodies the next day or...
Oh, I've
like,
seen... I think I have seen that, actually.
Their friends are like, dude, you were acting weird yesterday.
I think I have seen that one, Michael.
Well, if you have seen it, the funniest part is every time the guy ends up in the girl's body, he's always grabbing her...
Well, yeah.
And he's fascinated with the upper part of the female body.
Gotcha.
My favorite time travel movie of all time is Butterfly Effect with Ashton Kutcher.
I've never seen that one. It's been lots of you, by the way, listeners have said to watch that one. I've even Charlie said I've never seen it.
Well, that was so famous, Michael, because let's face it, it got everybody thinking about whatever you do, all the, you know, you start the effect off in a totally different direction.
Right, the chaos effect, where a butterfly flaps its wings in Japan and there's a hurricane off the coast in Florida.
Exactly.
Hmm. I've never seen it. I'll have to watch it. Is it a good movie?
You definitely have to watch it, John. It's an awesome movie. It can get vulgar at times, but other than some of the vulgarity and some of the sex scenes, it's really good. I actually did enjoy the movie very much.
But, Michael, unfortunately, reality is the opposite of that, where everything in California comes here.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wish Trump had built a wall on Colorado's borders. But,
yes.
Yeah, you and me both.
Maybe he'll do that in his second term.
Good stuff. Michael, thanks, man. I appreciate it, and I'll do my best to try to watch that movie. Dave and Thornton, you're next.
My time travel was kind of an older one, but it was the Final Countdown.
Yes, it's on my list. Good one.
Yeah, and the other one that could be a good chick flick one, but is a time travel one, is Peggy Sue Got Married.
Oh, that's one I had coming up.
List.
That's one I have coming up, and yes, Peggy Sue Got Married, John, is a very good movie. Am I right, Dave?
Yeah, it's got Nicolas Cage in it, and Kathleen, what's her name when she
Turner.
Was hot? Turner, there you go.
She was very hot. Definitely.
Back then, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And she was good too.
And on the time travel thing, something that the last caller brought up, I just recently read an article indicating that all of our theories built off of movies about us going back in time and, you know, you don't want to step on an insect because that would wipe out humanity in the future or something like that. They said it's mathematically false because time, regardless of what we think, is linear. It's been set, and it is what it is. You could go, if it was possible, you could go back in time, and what you got to think of is time as a river or a creek. And all you did was you put a boulder in the middle of the creek. Well, all time did was go around the boulder and keep flowing in the same direction.
Most events are going to happen irregardless.
Irregardless. And so it was going to happen anyway. It's all you did was alter a moment in time, and it would still have happened. So, you know, people talking about going back in time and killing Hitler as a child. Well, that probably still wouldn't have prevented World War II.
Let me ask you guys both this before you go, Dave. Name one person in the last, few decades where if we removed that person from history, it would have had a dramatic impact. And I wouldn't say like Barack Obama, because we would have had a black president, and it almost certainly would have been somebody from the left. Okay. Who could we, if we had removed this person, good or bad, from the timeline, would have dramatically changed history?
would have dramatically changed history.
Yeah, and you could even, Donald Trump, would anybody else have done what he's done in the way he's done it?
No, I was going to say, that would be very, very recent, and time will tell the true impact of that.
Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh would be one. Believe it or not, I would say Richard Nixon.
I was going to say President Roosevelt.
If you want to go back that far, yes. Yeah, another good one.
Yeah, he did a lot of damage.
And the only reason I say Nixon is because literally Nixon changed the face of politics when it came to, investigations after and all the different things that go on in that world. Literally changed that. His presidency changed all of that to the future.
What about Ronald Reagan, guys?
Yeah, another one.
Because Ronald Reagan, when all the other public power things were completely against him, still rose up to the top and changed America's future.
Good one. Yes.
Anyway, just side thought.
No, really
out.
Good. No, Dave, good stuff. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. Good stuff, Dave. All right, who's up? You or me? I can't remember. I lost track of all of this.
I think you're up.
Okay, I am going to go with then.
I'm up.
I think you are up, because I think I did the last one.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're fine.
Chick flick.
Okay.
13 going on 30.
It's on my list.
Yes, starring Jennifer Garner. I was going to do
It's a good movie, actually.
It is a good movie. The next one I was going to do was Peggy Sue Got Married, but got taken, and it was a really good one. 13 going on 30, starring Jennifer Garner, and she was adorable in this movie. She was funny. She was very good, and it's all about her basically suddenly waking up many years. She's a 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. Wants to be older, and suddenly wakes up many years later in the future in her own body where she's 30.
Where she is old.
Yes. Okay. And she's got it made, but she doesn't know what to do with it.
I have one. It's really, really slow. Kind of a chick flick. Well, I guess it is a chick flick. About Time.
Oh, no, I don't know it.
It is kind of, I shouldn't say kind of slow. It is slow, but, and it's one of those where he can jump around and try to change events, much like you guys were just talking about a moment ago. He tries to go back and actually make certain things happen differently by going. He has the ability to go back, not the future, but to go back and change different things that will affect the future.
But this is more of a chick flick.
Yeah, because it's about his wife and love of his life and how he wants to change some things his dad and so on.
That's the big problem that we have. I can never find all your movies because you stay at home all afternoon every day watching chick flicks.
All I do is watch chick flicks.
Do you
all
eat
day
bonbons
long.
While you do this?
I try.
Shall I do another?
Yeah, go for it. We're good. Go ahead.
Okay, let's do another. I'm going to go into the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Never saw those.
Very good movie. Well, first of all, the Harry Potter movies, they're based, everybody thinks, on the special effects, which were groundbreaking, and they really were, and some very tight writing, especially in the early ones. But what really made those movies were the main three characters. And that's Harry, Hermione, and Ron. And they have great, great, great chemistry between those three. And it just drives the movies as they go on movie to movie to movie. Well, in this one, Harry has to go to the future and see what happens so he can come back and try to change it. So there you go. Good movie.
Okay, a movie that's not that good, but it's still a time travel movie. And it's just on the weird scale, it is a 10.
All right.
We've talked about it in the past. That's Three Monkeys. With
Bruce Willis.
And I think one of Brad Pitt's earliest movies.
Whoa. Was it Three Monkeys or?
Is it called
12 Monkeys.
Oh, sorry, 12 Monkeys.
12
not three
Monkeys.
Monkeys.
That's
12 Monkeys.
What
My bad. Sorry, 12 Monkeys.
That is a weird movie.
It is.
But while Bruce Willis was great in it, in a small role, Brad Pitt dominated.
Oh, he did. It's just weird. The whole movie's weird.
That is, I got to say it, Brad Pitt has had, let's face it, he's had a lot of movies where he just basically plays Brad Pitt, but that is his greatest performance I've ever seen.
Because he's not him.
Oh, gosh, no, not at all.
And it is about a contagion, a virus or whatever.
Yes, it is.
So it's just a weird, it's a goofy, weird movie. I don't know how else to say it.
And, that's a movie that I don't know a single female who enjoy seeing it. Even guys see it and basically, you only want to see it like once every three years, four
once
years.
Once every 10.
Yeah, maybe even every 10. But we're willing to see it.
Yes.
I've never known a girl like it.
Well said. Perfect. Okay, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to go with Men in Black 3.
Oh, good one.
And, the new
You didn't like the movie, but I did.
Oh, I didn't hate the movie. Men in Black 3?
You didn't give a very good rating.
I gave it decent. It had
like two stars or something.
Two? No, yeah. I thought it was like 2.5.
It wasn't much over that.
I thought it was right in the middle, average. Because it had some great things. The performance of the young K, mm-hmm. was mind-bogglingly good. And I love the ending, which was so charming. Just really charming and so forth. Unfortunately, it drags. It does drag at several points, but there are some wonderful characters. What about the guy who could predict all kinds of possibilities? He is an incredible character.
It's a mindless watching movie. Just watch it and your mind goes away.
Right.
That's the best thing about it.
Right. So what I thought about it was there were a lot of fun pieces, but they were not strung together well.
Okay. I'll give you that.
And there you go. But all right. I don't remember hating it. No.
I'll do one more here and then we'll take a break. How about Lucy. Weird movie, by the way.
Now, what's that one about again? Help me.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
And she's got these super, well, not superpowers. She's got, they do this thing to her brain and she can travel around and she's got, you know, more strength than the average man would even have. And she just cleans house.
I thought her superpower was liberal activism.
Well, that too, but in the movie, she's got strength.
Okay, all right. She's a pretty good actress.
Science fiction,
I like Scarlett Johansson.
It's another one of those movies that you can't watch it, you know, probably more than once in a 2 or 3 year time frame because it's just kind of goofy and weird. But I actually liked it. It's not a bad movie.
Okay, man card time here. Tell me, have you ever seen a prettier, better looking short lady than Scarlett Johansson?
No.
I mean, what is she like, 3 feet tall? I mean, she is short.
Yeah.
She's little.
And that movie, remember, Charlie, the way she starts in that movie, she's a drug mule is how that starts. And then that's kind of how she gets into this, all the things that she does and so on. It's a weird movie, but.
You know what? I'll have to watch it.
But it's not bad. So, okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back to a couple of more. Barber's Foods, by the way, is up next. And right now, if you order anything from Barber's Foods, you get 2 pounds of free ground Wagyu, which, by the way, is delicious. But on top of that, Greg's putting together some other family packages and things, so be checking out the website on a regular basis. The salmon is in. Smoked salmon's coming in this week. In fact, I believe Greg is going to pick that up. I think it was picking up today from the airport. So that's how fresh a lot of the things that Greg has. And you know what? I haven't had any food, any meat yet from Barber's Foods that's not just high-quality, delicious. It literally, folks, is the best. Order what you want today at barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barber'sFoods.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jody said, called these folks up to see about getting some equipment to help with an off-site meeting. What a surprise. It is so rare these days when someone exceeds your every expectation, but BES sure did. While the item I needed wasn't something they normally deal in, they called around, found a solution, and then called me back. Then, when we were talking through the pricing, they said, you know what, pay it forward. We've got you on this one. If you are looking for a business that tries hard for their customers and still believes in old-fashioned business values, you needn't shop further. This is it. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
From the AM 560 KLZ traffic source, this is BT Richards on your ride home. The right lane is blocked at I-25 and Alameda. There's a crash just coming in at Holly and Yale. Everything else for a Friday the 13th, not too shabby. Skyview weather, temps in the 50s right now. We've got a cold front coming in overnight, low of 37, a high of 46 tomorrow. You can get all the KLZ programs and reports by downloading the KLZ 560 app to your device. And catch your favorites anywhere and everywhere, like Rush to Reason on AM 560 KLZ, your premier media source since 1922.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Charlie. By the way, all of you texting in, thank you very much. I'll try to mention a few of these as we get towards the end. And really great stuff, by the way. I do appreciate each and every one of you texting in.
Okay, should I do a quick one?
Yes.
All right, here's another one for you, John. When you're at home on the afternoon with your four boxes of Kleenex and your bonbons and so forth.
Okay.
Kate and Leopold.
Yeah, it's on my list.
I knew it was.
Yes,
it's on my knew list. It. Give me your man card
it's
now.
Good movie.
I've got some scissors.
It's old, but it's good.
Okay, it stars Meg Ryan and Hugh Jackman, who, by the way, are terrific. Mm-hmm. They really are. Meg Ryan is a modern day executive, kind of a, you know, modern day woman, you know, executive woman. And he is a guy at Duke from the 1800s.
Right, from the way past.
Yes, due to a rift in time, he is thrust forward. Both of them have given up on love, but he is thrust forward into the now where they can find love.
Yep.
And you can sob.
Mine is Time Traveler's Wife. Several people have actually mentioned that one, so I'll throw that into the mix because we've had several texters say Time Traveler's Wife.
Yeah, who is that again?
I got to look it up. I don't remember.
I totally forget.
I don't know that I actually
Didn't see it. But I remember hearing about it, but I never saw it.
I don't think I've ever seen it either. It was on, again, I put it on the list because I've had like three different texters talk about it, so it must be a decent movie or I wouldn't have got that many mentions. Frequency is mine.
Oh, yeah. Dennis Quaid?
Yeah. Yeah, good movie. I like it.
And
they did a TV series off of that as well, didn't they?
Yeah, that's more of speaking through time.
Correct.
Than traveling in
Correct.
Time. But yeah, that'll work.
Okay. All right, you're up.
Okay. Here's one that you would never see.
Hmm.
Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Never saw it.
Once again, it's a cartoon. It is basically anime. Well, not really, but the same kind of people put it out. Stupid humor.
Okay.
And I liked it. And they have to travel through time to fix things.
Okay. I would be remiss if I didn't say Avengers Endgame.
Well, of course.
Because they travel all over the place.
Good movie, but a little long. And only thing I didn't like about that movie, don't get me wrong, very good movie,
yeah,
obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But everybody had to have their token fight scene.
Yes. Yes, everybody was in it.
And they just kind of reel them off one after one after
one.
Yeah,
they really wore it out.
And next in the ring we have, got a little old.
Yes, I agree. All right, Jeff, you're up next. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, bud. Hey, do you remember the one Family Man with Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone?
Yes, that was one of our first ones we did. But yes, good movie. Good Christmas movie, by the way.
By the way, Jeff, who is Tia Leone married to?
I have no clue. She should be married to me.
Good answer.
You know, sadly, no. Do you remember Fox Mulder from The X-Files?
Yeah.
David Duchovny. They were married in real life. Still are, I believe.
Okay. Yep. Good one.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. Yeah, but, well, between her and, what's her name, the one that was in, with the big gorilla, what's her name?
King Kong?
No, not King Kong. Mighty Joe Young.
Oh, Mighty Joe Young.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's two ladies I'd love to be married to.
Well, Jeff, let us know how that works out.
Yeah, tell us how you make on that one, will you, please?
All right.
Thanks,
I'll
Jeff.
Work on it.
All right, man. Appreciate it. BA is next. BA, welcome.
Greetings. Good, always good to listen to you guys. Quickly, two of them. One was with Tia Leone and Nicolas Cage.
There you go.
I can't remember the name of that one, but that was great because that happened over Christmas time.
It's Family Man. We just had it.
Okay, fine. The other one is 1201. Came out the same year as the other big repeat. You can get it off of YouTube. It's called 1201 with Martin Landau. Outstanding repeat.
Huh. I'm looking at it now. Yeah, I've never seen it.
I didn't see it. Great actor.
Hey, it's a great movie because they go everything occurs in 1 week. So in fact, there was a lawsuit about it back in 1993, I think it was, between that and the one with the other one. I can't remember. I can remember 1201 better because I always enjoy 1201's the type of movie I could watch once every 6 months.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'll have to watch it.
All right.
Okay. And it's 12.
Yeah, thank you.
12. It's 12 semicolon.
There you go. No, I just looked it up. Good stuff. No, I appreciate that, BA. Thank you very much. All right. Let's squeeze one more in.
One more in. Okay. One more. Then in that case, I'm going to go with X-Men Days of Future Past.
Okay.
Where they basically have both of the series of the X-Men, the older group and the younger group, and they have to cross through time and work together.
Okay.
Save the future.
Again, I would be wrong if I didn't mention, as our closing out, Planet of the Apes. They time travel in the one, can't remember which one it is, but one of the Planet of the Apes they do. I can't remember the...
Excellent. Well, go ahead, Charlie. Excellent mention. And can I re-mention one? Because
yes,
we mentioned it with another one, but we didn't actually go into it.
Yes.
Groundhog Day.
Oh, yes, of course.
Bill Murray. I mean,
yes,
that is
yes,
a
yes,
classic.
Oh, it is. I love that show. It's great. Okay. With that, we'll determine by first next week what we're going to do next Friday.
Okay.
Never fear. We'll have something. Never fear.
Oh, yes.
All right. Here we go. Purify Chevrolet's coming up next, folks. They want to help you out with all of your vehicle purchase needs, new used. They've got you covered. Really doesn't matter what it is. And keep in mind, they're paying top dollar for used cars as well. So if you're just trying to get a car and sell it, they can help you out with that as well. 303-659-8311. They're in Fort Lupton. Find them at purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purifoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purifoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I've probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, a couple more that we've gotten in from texters, and we appreciate it very much. Time Bandits with Sean Connery. Planet of the Apes, again, we just mentioned. Wrinkle in Time, we mentioned that one as well. Somebody says the Jetsons. Did the Jetsons have time travel? Did I miss something on that one?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. They probably did.
Hmm. Okay. Time Traveler's Wife, we mentioned that one as well. You know, there's probably a few of these. Highlander, somebody mentioned as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Edge of Tomorrow, we did. So anyways, we really appreciate all the text messages. And by the way, this has been one of our more full text message responses on movies, so thank you all. We appreciate it very much.
It's a good thing we didn't have Richard. We needed the help.
You guys all filled in, so thank you. You did a great job. Okay, we got another full hour coming your way. Myself and Andy, we've got John Simpson joining us here, top of the hour, and we will talk about basically Biden and the corruption found in Guatemala, which most people, of course, don't know about because the press will never tell you. And at our 5:30 mark, we'll have Mark Smith, the author of The Vast Right-Wing Conspiracy. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 is next. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.